Welcome back, muchachas and muchachos. Well, to my first listeners, that's Spanish, and in English it means ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're staying safe. I hope you're maintaining social distance. Guys, if it is not important for you to go out, like if it is not necessary, just stay indoor and resist the urge to shalaye and avoid embarrassment, because men will embarrass you. Ogun State policemen will even embarrass you, because once you're caught roaming about without your face mask, trust me, you're going to be sentenced to community service. Just imagine a homie, a whole abati, sweeping Gbansheke Bridge or Kuta Market or washing public toilets. I can't just imagine, like, it's not really cool. So why not save yourself the stress or the embarrassment and stay indoor? And if vice versa, if you need to go out, make sure you're with your nose mask and maintain social distance to prevent the spread of coronavirus. So please wash your hands regularly, eat healthy, stay healthy, sleep well, and most importantly, protect your sanity. It's very, very important. During this period, there are a lot of rumors out there, especially in CDC. There are a lot of rumors. So why not save yourself the stress and focus on getting better, okay? Also, there's this gist about Temi and Sansa, and I'll be sharing some points as regards that. Number one, try as much as possible to make your relationship private. It is very, very important. Because it is these same people that were like, oh, hey, I love them, I love this couple, I wish to be together and all that. And it is still the same people that once something happens, boom, it is everywhere. It's on social media, on Instagram, on Twitter, on WhatsApp. It is everywhere. So try as much as possible to keep your relationship private. Remember I said private, no secrets. So if your guy is giving you the excuse of I'm not a lousy person, let us keep it secret, nobody needs to know, or Benny, it's good if people knows you guys are together. So if your guy is caught somewhere, I'll be like, oh Benny, that's my friend's boyfriend though, be very careful. Get secret is different from private. Private, I mean, nobody has to know whatever it is you are up to. Nobody has to know you are at Paris today, tomorrow you are in Los Angeles, next tomorrow you are in Lagos. Nobody has to know. You can keep it between yourself. Well, I don't have anything against those that go public about your relationship. Some like public display of affection. Some wants to be flaunted and know. Let them know. Follow me. Olongo me, advertise me. Some love it. I'm not against people like that, but then try as much as possible to be private. So even if you have issues, even if you fight, if you abuse yourself, if you curse yourself, nobody needs to know. Like this Temi and Sansa. And also, please, once you're out of a relationship and you are in another relationship, so English is that. Once you're out of one and you're in another, please, it is not important to tell your new fiancé about your past relationships. I'm talking about both parties now, both the male and the female. He doesn't need to know what you've been through in the past, what guys have used your eyes to see, to cut out for jewelry. He doesn't need to know. Same as the guy. She does not need to know who you've gone down with or whatever, many girls you slept with, because this thing have negative impact one way or the other in the future. Because once you've turned a little leaf, for example, you're a changed person and probably one thing happens, probably a mistake, she will refer to the past and he also refer to the past, and that you have begin to have trust issues or something. Fine, you know, you might. Once you're in a new relationship, you want to tell him everything, you want to be open to him, you want to, you know, it's be shocking you, you want to be like, I don't want, please, it is not necessarily you're open to anybody. Provided the fact that you are keeping it yourself. You are not telling your boyfriend. That means you are not also telling a third party or your friends that will not spread the news one way or the other. It gets to your boyfriend. Like, keep it to yourself. Let it die inside you. You get what I'm trying to say? Let it die. There's no point bringing your past to your present or your future. I'm not trying to be a motivational speaker here. It's reality. Because one way or the other, is that the lady use it against you or the guy use it against you? You're starting afresh. You're starting a new season, a new relationship, a new life with another person. There's no point referring to the past. Like, Sansa is lady, Tame is guy. Sansa came, I was like, okay, fine. She had to leave the relationship. Although it was, you know, everybody knows, everybody sees us together and blah, 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 blah. But she had to leave it because it was an abusive relationship. It was a toxic relationship. And ladies, there's no point staying in an abusive relationship. Guys also. Because some ladies can be abusive to guys too. There are issues whereby ladies rape guys also. So I'm not being biased here. So no matter what people think, it is not even about people right now. It is about you. Please, I'm not trying to be a motivational speaker here. It is about you. So no matter what, like, okay, fair, I was in a relationship one time and, you know, a lot of people knew us together and they were like, oh, what happened? Oh, you guys look good together. That statement, you guys look good together. But I know what I want. He knows what he wants. So forget people now. You get what I'm trying to say? Forget people. It's about you. Are you happy in that relationship? You can be in a relationship and you are single. So she had to come out. And according to what she said, he even went to the extent of, you know, posting some of our past on social media and all that. It's really, really not so cool. So try as much as possible to be private. And your present boyfriend does not need to know about your past. There's no point. I hope I made some sense there. Also, I also read this article whereby, see, communication is really, really important when it comes to relationship. Communication is really, really important. Ask questions. No way you're not getting to marriage. Ah, you don't tell me this now. You don't tell me that you don't like to transfer. You don't tell me you don't like this and all that. Ask questions. Well, that's what this new episode is about. That's why it's special. It's going to be fun, trust me. And I'll be asking the questions and I'll also be answering them. While you're listening, I also want you to answer those questions, or if need be, ask your partners. Reason together. I get what I'm trying to say. So Anita works in an oil company. She earns $42 million in annually. She works in Lagos. The guy works in Port Harcourt and earns $14 million annually. He works in a bank. So I think they were having a discussion and, you know, they were about to marry and was like, okay, fine, the girl should resign and come over to Port Harcourt. And what were his reasons? Because he's a man, he has to say blah blah blah. Really? So this thing is very logical. I'm going to share my thoughts here, so I also want you to drop your comment after listening, because I don't know, it's very logical and it's very, very reasonable. Why will you tell me to leave my job? 42 million naira, like 3 times his own salary. And I'm also willing to share. I'm also willing to, you know, bear with you. It's very easy for you to make a transfer from your bank, probably say GT Bank. There's a branch in Lagos. You can actually apply for a transfer from your Port Harcourt branch to Lagos. It is very, very easy. Nobody's asking you to resign. So why tell me to resign? My own point of view, though, you're open to yours. So, but to me, it's really, really, it doesn't really make sense. Why would I leave a job of 42 million annually? Banks that they can lay you off any fucking time. You can be a banker today and tomorrow morning, you're a tailor, you're a fashion designer. It is very, very funny. Banks are very, very funny. you can receive a sack letter the next day. The funny thing is, they will not even give you prior notice. You will not be informed, though. The next morning, you're not the banker again. So, what happens if that happens? What happens if he is sacked? I will have to begin all over again. No, it's very, very logical. Anyway, it's a two-way thing anyways. For me, though, someone was saying they can actually, if they actually love each other, see, there are some things love cannot undo when it comes to marriage. Love will not make marriage last. Hey, I love you. You love me too. Mm-mm. This is communication. Love does not have anything to do with this. It is money we are talking about here. You get what I'm trying to say? So, okay, fine. If they can actually undo staying far apart, probably the guy should still stay in Lagos and the guy in Port Harcourt and check up on each other, probably weekends. She goes this weekend, next weekend, he comes over and all that. Cool, if you cannot do that. For me, it's a no-no. We have to be together. If you are going to another state to work, I'm following you. If it is okay, and I'll get a job. It is, you are telling that as I'm moving with you, I'm moving into the job as well. And I'm getting paid times two of the job I even left behind for you. You get what I'm trying to say? It is very, very easy like that. So, just talk things out. Nobody needs to resign. I also want to hear from you guys also. So, that brings me to today's episode where I'll be asking the questions and I will also be answering them. And I also do well. I also want you to, you know, give me your answers. Like if I ask a question now, I already answered mine. I also want you to, you know, send your own answers to me. So, question one. Will you maintain your present family name after getting married? My present family name, you mean Abati? Yeah. Yes, Abati, because I love it. It kind of makes me popular to an extent. Most people know me as Abati. A whole lot of people know me as Abati. And I also have some friends that will still call me Abati even after I'm married and after I've given birth to all my children. They will still call me Abati. Some don't even know me as Adiola. Some don't know me as Bimini. Somebody was even asking me one day that, what's your name? People keep calling me Abati. Is that your nickname? I was like, it's not my nickname. It's my son. That my name is Adiola. I was like, I'd rather call you Abati. I think I like the name Abati. So I would love to keep the name though. But it depends on my partner anyways. If he agrees for me to, well, I'll try convince him. I'll try give him reasons why I should keep my name anyways. So, question two. If it's entirely within your control, how many children would you like to have? How many children would I like to have? Three anyways. Three. In this economy, nobody gives back to plenty of children. But Dola, what if you give back to eight at once? Eight children. Well, it is God that gives children, no, so it also provides, it also make provisions anyways, but to me three is okay. I love twins too, probably two girls and maybe duo alaba. But three is okay for me anyways. Question three. If you have had the number of kids you planned on having and they are the same sex, what next? Oh, Benny, I'll stop you. If after giving to three children, okay, fine, they're all same sex, they're all females. I'm like, oh, baby, let's try. Baby, probably we'll have a male, you get. I'll be like, I will not go. God now gives me three. Three boys. Making three girls and three boys. Six. Holy Spirit, where will I start from? Please, I'll just stop. I'll just make my guy understand that. Please, what if, okay, fine. I'll ask him. If we can undo it, because if we are trying to give back to one and three surfaces, are you willing to stand by me? Are you willing to stand? So, apart from that, we'll just have to stop. So, question four, are you okay with keeping a house help? Well, yes, and the house help doesn't necessarily have to be a living house help. Living house help, I mean, she doesn't necessarily need to stay with us. She can just come in the morning and leave in the evening. But yeah, but ṣùgbọ́n ó máa gbọ́ ọkọ ọmọ ẹ lọ́wọ́ ṣé ò kí ń wo nínú fíìmù ni. It means they will start my husband. Well, I really can't blame her. She's an African mother and she has seen a lot of Yoruba movies. And in those movies, the way they paint ourselves is that they steal from you, snatch your husband, mislead your children. So she already has that mentality that, koto ma shele si enye, but I can't imagine working in a bank, and my husband is also working in a bank, and I'll just have to, you know, it's just a wise thinking to have someone that will at least assist if I want to live long, especially bankers in Lagos. If I have to work in Lagos, it's really, really important. For me, it's a yes, though. I'll probably keep the secrets for my mom. What's one thing you wish your parents made you learn? Well, to me, fashion designing. I would have loved to learn fashion designing. I would have really loved to learn fashion designing. I will still learn it though. If not now, probably later. Because my parents are always like, have you read your books? Have you studied your school books? You can do that later. Because my mom is always of the belief is, she's always of this belief that if you want to go to school, face school. You get what I'm trying to say? And if it is a trade you want to learn, that means you have to leave school and face that trade squarely. So although I'm a makeup artist, that is, I didn't need to go to anywhere to learn, it's just in my comfort of my room and all that, but I would definitely still learn my fashion designing. So what's the youngest you're willing to date and the oldest? Well, the youngest for me is probably a year, or oldest 5 years. Actually 5 years is okay. I don't want to date somebody that I won't be able to call baby or sweetheart, and I'll be calling daddy Washetije, daddy Bola, daddy Shade. Well, to me, I would love 5 years is okay. 5 years. So which one do you prefer if the options are big wedding and basic honeymoon, small wedding and memorable honeymoon? Well, I was winding my mom one day. I was like, I want to have a wedding strictly by invitation, and you have to have an invitation before you can enter. So like, I also want to have it on a Thursday or Wednesday, because that's the new trend. Most people have their weddings during the week. I don't know, probably because to save crowd or save expenses. And mom was like, oh no, Maje, God forbid. No, like what's strictly my invitation? I used to celebrate with people, mom, it is my wedding, Abba. You know, but African mothers, it is their own wedding. Point of creation. It's not your wedding. You are the one doing the wedding. You are the one in white. You are the one with, you know, you are the bride. But in Yoruba land, our mothers are the ones doing wedding. So it is what they want. So I'll just go with a big wedding and memorable honeymoon. I'll just switch it, okay? So after getting married, can your spouse relatives, e.g. brothers, sisters, cousins, come and live with you? Well, yes, after 2 years, anyways, they should just give me and my husband 2 years. Please, Kojo, come and be, you know. They should let me get to know him well and well. Although that 2 years might not be enough, because you get to learn every day. So they should, yes, after 2 years. It's okay by me. So second to the last, what type of bank accounts will you want to maintain after getting married? I think I talked about this in my last episode, where I talk about joint accounts and separate accounts. Well, for me, it's a separate account with a joint account anyways. If the joint account is necessary, probably for vacation, saving up for our kids' school fees, to buy a car, a house, a land, that we can have a joint account. But we should still maintain our separate accounts. We are different individuals. You get what I'm trying to say? So for me, it's a separate account with a joint account. Okay. Lastly, what is the one thing that your husband will do that will make you leave the marriage? Well, for me, nothing. First, I already have the mindset, that no matter what happens, I am keeping my marriage, which I also want you to have at the back of your mind. No matter what happens, I am keeping my marriage. Therefore, I'm not giving room for anything to happen. You know, it can be so frustrating if every little thing, he wants to argue with you, but you're not even giving that room for him to argue. You'll be like, it can be so frustrating. So I'm not even going to give any room for anything to happen. So there's nothing you can do for me to leave my marriage, because we are making it work. That's our number one commitment, even before getting into marriage. This marriage, we are making it work, because their husband, I'm not going to give you room for us to have any ignorance. We are making it work. So that's it on today's episode. I want you to answer these questions and drop your comments on my WhatsApp, and do well to share my podcast.